Hello, everyone, and welcome to our third day of technology. We're halfway through the week, right about now. Can you believe it? In some ways, it feels like we just started, and in other ways, it feels like we've been here for longer than a week with all the things that we've discussed and learned and shared together. I hope they've encouraged you to live the life you want by figuring out what makes sense to you. You've learned here there are many options and many ways to do something. The same item of things that you might want to do can be done in any way that you find that works best for you. But the thing is to explore. So today we have Steve Cook back with us, accompanied by a Bluetooth speaker so all of you can hear everything, because this is going to be a really good session. And after that, I want you to really think about the apps that make you tick. What apps you like that you'd like to share? So it's going to be a kind of a combo session, some learning and demoing, and also some sharing from the whole group. So be ready to raise your hands and get involved in that discussion. And now I'm going to continue like I was on Monday. So, Steve, listen, I got my iPhone and I did pretty good. I learned about the home screen and the home button and voiceover and how to flick and swipe and even voiceover help on and off. So many interesting things, but I don't know anything about apps. I've heard so many people talk about Seeing AI and apps. And it's a great app. I've seen it demoed. I've heard about it being demoed so many times. And they tell me it has channels. I'm looking. I open it up. I'm looking for channel 2, 4, 7. I can't find it. It says short text. I'm short. I can't even use it. I don't understand. Can you help me?
I will do my best, Janie. And those are all fantastic questions. And before we get started, how is the volume?
Let's hear it. Your volume is good. Your speaking volume is fine.
What about on the iPhone?
Let me hear it.
A little low.
Can't hear it.
It sounds like off mic,
yeah.
Steve.
It's slow.
Try something. Sorry about that.
I can't really hear it.
Menu. Button.
There we go. It's getting better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hear it now.
Let me turn it up just a little bit.
Turn it up so that it's loud for you, and I think it'll be fine.
Adjustable.
No, it keeps pulling it down.
Is that good?
It starts out great. It goes quilt cap button. Swipe
yeah,
up or down.
It's something to do with 14 on this XR. I've noticed it as well, even with my Bluetooth headset.
All right. Well, we'll do the best we can. That's all.
Yep.
Can you make it as loud as possible?
Sure.
You might be able to hear after this. It'll clear your ears out.
Did you say something?
Adjustable.
So on the on Microsoft Seeing AI, that's A as in Apple, I as in Indigo, this is a free app, F-R-E-E, that spells free, Janie.
Yes, good.
We all like that. It fits everybody's budget. And on this app, you have several channels, not like on TV, like Janie was saying with 2, 4 and so on. You have short text, document, then you also have a money identifier, a color identifier, a light detector, a handwriting feature, and a product barcode feature. And I overheard some of the conversation during the chat, and it does take practice with the barcode feature on here. I will be the first to admit it, and just to let you know, I am totally blind as well, but I've learned a few tricks with it, and I'll talk about that. But with the short text, what you can do is you can actually aim it at, say, for example, you get your mail in, and you know at the top left corner is the sender's address.
Channel adjustable.
I'm just going to aim it at a cookbook my wife gave me to use for demo. Lay it down and try it.
Channel adjustable. Quick help. Menu. Menu. Button. Quick help. Channel. Product adjustable. Document. No. Fro. Front. T up. Front. The. Oh. Leisure. From the.
And as
See
I,
leisures. Leisures. From the. Good earth.
And as I move my iPhone, it updates on the screen and reads the text out. Now,
the,
also.
Leisures. Folly the. Earth.
The next channel is document. This is where it will take a picture of the whole page.
Document. Bottom and left edge is not visible.
See, it even gives
bottom
you
and left edge is not visible.
On how to move your
left
camera.
Edge not visible. Bottom and left edge is not visible.
Bottom and left edge
hold
is
steady.
Not visible.
Good. Hold steady.
Processing.
There you go.
back button.
Now I can read this.
Scan result heading the good play button.
I'm just clicking right like we were talking about on Monday.
Stop button. Increase font size button. Decrease font size.
And that's all it's
button.
Got.
Increase stop.
Let me button. Open it up and see what we get.
Read back button. That met bottom left corner not visible. Bottom edge not visible. Bottom right corner not visible. Hold steady.
There you go.
Processing. Back button.
Now let's see what we got here.
Scan result. Heading. Vegetables and side dishes.
Aha.
Play button. Stop button. Increase font size. Stop play button. Pause.
Body. Font family. Arial. Font size. 12 points. Vegetables and side dishes.
Okay, I guess I just got vegetables and side dishes on here. So as you see, it does take practice with aiming that camera. But that gives me an idea of what is on that page. So I'm going to hit back and we'll go to the next channel.
Three up back button. Back. Menu, button, channel, document,
now,
adjustable.
To change your channel.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust volume.
It is in the bottom of the middle on the bottom of the screen, and I'm just going to flick up with one single finger.
Bottom.
Now we're at the product barcode reader. And for this, I got a can out of our pantry. And a trick when you're scanning canned goods, no matter what barcode reader you're using, the barcode is normally near the seam on the can. And depending on the manufacturer will depend on if it's on the left or the right side of that seam. And what Microsoft Seeing AI has done, they talked about this at the NFB National Convention, is in an upcoming release, they were going to fix the camera so it would take a wider shot of what you're trying to scan in. And since the update, since the National Convention, it, for me anyway, on my iPhone, it has been working a little better finding that barcode. So I'm going to pick the can up and aim my iPhone toward the can. I'm going to try the right side of the seam first on this can. And you hear that beeping. That lets you know you're getting close. Ooh,
Campbell's Chunky Soup Savory Chicken with White and Wild Rice.
And see,
I'm coming over for lunch.
Come on over. So as you heard it say, if you didn't, I'll just, it said Campbell's Chunky Soup with Rice. So I'm going to double tap on that with one finger.
Share button. Campbell's Chunky Soup Savory Chicken with White. Campbell's Chunky Soup Savory Chicken with White and Wild Rice.
Now I'm going to flick right.
Share button. More info button.
Now I'm going to double tap on more info. One finger double tap.
Play but back button. More info. Heading. Campbell's Chunky Soup Savory Chicken with White and Wild Rice. Heading level 2. Directions. Do not add water stove. Pour soup into saucepan. Heat. Stirring occasionally. Microwave. Microwave ovens vary. Time given is approximate. Uneven microwave heating may cause popping. Movement of the bowl and slash or splattering. 1. Heat. Covered. In medium microwavable serving bowl on high 2, 1/2 to 3 minutes. Or until hot. 2. Careful. Leave in microwave 1 minute. 3. Stir and serve. If using can opener, open bottom of can. Promptly refrigerate unused product in separate container.
So as you see, or in our case, as we heard through our Zoom, it gives us cooking directions. And that is so awesome when you scan that barcode and go into the more info. It gives you cooking directions for your stovetop as well as your microwave. And I definitely enjoy that part as well. So I'm going to go back to the main screen.
Back, three, back, button, back, close, close, button. Menu button.
And just for reference, in the majority of your different apps that you use, your back or close button is in the top left-hand corner of the screen. So I'm going to go back to the bottom of the screen and flick up to our next channel.
Channel, product, adjustable, person.
Now, person, what this does, you can, with a, it gives a disclaimer, and I agree. If Janie and I were near each other, I could take several pictures of her with her permission. And when we walked into a room later, if I went to the person channel on here and held my camera up and Janie was in that room, and depending on how I labeled her picture, it would let me know that Janie is in the room with me here. But as it the disclaimer, I like to say it again, you have to get a person's permission. So it lets you find a person in a room if you hold your camera up and it recognizes their face. Our next channel.
Person, adjustable, currency.
Currency. Now, I do not have any cash on me, and nowadays I rarely carry cash anyway, but this does great with identifying money, the 1, 5, 10, and 20s. And on the rare occasion that I've had a 50, it did recognize that. But it does not matter if you take a picture of the front of the bill or the back of the bill. It will announce that particular denomination. And for example, if someone gave me a handful of money, the way that I would scan in that handful of money I was fortunate to receive is I would open up the Microsoft Seeing AI app, go to the money identifier channel, and I would lay the phone down where the camera is face up. And the reason I say lay it down like that and the camera face up, then that way I can just hold each bill over the back of the phone and it will announce $1, $1, $5, $1, whatever was in that stack of money that Janie gave me, because she's such a nice person.
I'm waiting for the update when the ones become 100.
Yeah, me
update.
Too.
Yeah.
But and then as it announces the money, then I put it in a stack, and that way you don't have to keep picking your phone up and holding it over each bill. But that's just a tip that I've given people before when you're doing multiple bills. Then our next channel.
Chat scene preview.
Now, scene, what this is, you can take a picture of, like, if you're in a park, you're in a building, a room, and it will take a picture and attempt to describe to you what's in that room. And I'm actually going to back up here just a moment from my computer desk, and I'm going to take a picture and let you hear it.
Take picture button. Processing. Probably a laptop on a table.
So just in case if you wasn't able to hear that, it told me probably a laptop on a table. And that's what I have here in my home office, is a laptop sitting on our computer desk. And I've taken a picture of our dogs before. And when I had my guide dog, when he was alive, it said German Shepherd dog. And so it does work relatively okay. It's hit and miss, just like any of our technology. So I'm going to go back.
3-6 close button. Menu, channel, scene, put color, brown.
Now, color, as we all know, there are lots of standalone color identifiers, and there are free apps or paid apps that we could get on our iPhone as well for color identifiers. And with the iPhone apps, you have to keep in mind, it depends on your lighting as well. So I'm going to aim my camera at my t-shirt I have on.
Brown and black, brown, gray, gray and brown.
I do not gray. Have on a brown, it's gray or even
brown.
White. I'm going to aim it at my computer desk.
White, brown.
And my computer desk
gray.
Is brown. I'm going to let it face the wall.
Gray and violet, brown,
and
red.
Our wall, okay, it did get
gray
the
and
wall,
brown,
red.
Blue,
so, and
gray.
Once you learn
brown.
What color it is trying to say
white.
And what clothes you're trying
brown.
To identify or whatever, you can kind of use it, but just, you know, be mindful of it. Our next
gray and brown.
Oh, hush.
Handwriting preview.
Now, this feature of the Microsoft Seeing AI app is pretty cool. I've tried it on birthday cards or greeting cards. As we all know, they have different script on a lot of those. And sometimes, depending on the script, it does very well. And then other times I'm like, what? So with the handwriting, it's hit and miss with, I apologize for the phone ringing in the background. With the handwriting, you just have to try it and see how well it does for you. Yeah, I know, for example, my handwriting, there is no way it could figure it out. Mine's worse than a doctor, my wife tells me. Then our next channel.
Channel, handwriting, light.
Sorry about that. Okay. You hear how low it is? And I'm going to put light on it.
Handwrite, color, scene, preview. Okay.
I got off of that channel real quick. So as you heard it, I faced the camera toward the window here in my home office. And here in South Carolina, it's bright and sunny today and in the 80s with a nice breeze. It feels wonderful outside. But when you face the camera toward light, you will hear a high pitch sound. The sound that comes out of your phone is higher pitch than if when the light is off. When the light is off and the room is dark, it's more of a low or a bass tone. Then when it's seeing light, it's that's how you can tell when your lights are on. So if you have family or friends that come over and they leave the lights on and you're like, did they leave the lights on and forget to turn them off like I asked? And if you've got this app, you can bring it up and switch it to the light channel and determine and turn it off and you'll be good to go. And that's the last channel on the free Microsoft Seeing AI app.
Very good, Steve.
Do you have any questions, ma'am?
So my thought is we can do questions about Seeing AI right now, and then we'll do apps in a little bit. So we'll see if there's any hands raised. I just wanted to add a couple of comments. You did a terrific job demonstrating that, by the way. And if you take a picture of someone, as Steve told you, you can identify that person if you take three shots and edit it and put their name in. But you can also really make good friends or lose some friends if you take a picture of them and they're, let's say they're 45. I'm 66. If you take a picture of me, they did this at convention once, and our dear Rick Fox took a picture of me and it said, 36-year-old woman with brown hair looking happy. I went, yes, Rick, I love you. So that's great when it works that way. But imagine if you're 36 and it says 66-year-old woman. You're not too friendly. So just be careful when you take a picture that it can give you those descriptives. And what was the other thing I was going to say? Robert Leslie Newman John. Good. Okay. So let's see if there's anybody else that has used this app. I know what I was going to say. I get loads of attachments. And when you get attachments in a text or in an email, you can share that, open it up and share it. When you go to share, there's loads of things there, right? AirDrop, Dropbox, the text message, email. You can open it with Seeing AI and it'll tell you who's in that picture. There are three people detected. 2-year-old boy, that's my grandson. You know, it's wonderful. So that's the ways I use it. If you use Seeing AI and want to share something about what you do with it or have a question about it, please raise your hand and we'll acknowledge you.
We have Sharon, the question.
Sharon, wonderful. You can speak, honey bun.
I've used Seeing AI and couldn't get it to do much of anything except say bottom edge not visible, right edge not visible. And just today I opened it up again after several months and it wanted me to download another version because I didn't have time to do that. Mm-hmm. I tried and I did get it to read more text and I picked document, but it only picks up a few lines of a page. So I'm probably not doing something right. So I wondered how to name a canned good because I have digit eyes for canned goods and it reads just the name and the barcode. But
well, I have a suggestion for you. How high are you holding your camera, your phone?
Probably about 6 inches.
No, you got to go higher than that. You got to go about 12 inches. If it's, you know, if it's a piece of paper that's 8x11, you want to feel the paper, put your phone in the middle, bring it straight up and take a picture. And generally it'll take the whole thing. Give it a try. Okay. Go higher up than 6 inches. Okay. Go for about 10 or 12 inches and see if that works for you.
Okay. And then how do you aim a cam good? I know I have to do it perpendicular for digit eyes.
You can just put the phone right over it and you just keep rolling it until we have the seam. And the camera, when you hear it go beep, 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 when it finally goes do, 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 that means it's processing. Mm-hmm. And then you got it. Don't give up. Give it a couple of tries. Oh, no. You'll get it.
Is a downloadable one the one that costs? Because I just saw there's a version to download, a new version.
Yeah, you should do that. And I think Michael wanted the floor. Go ahead, Mike.
I wanted to say try some different places because lighting is very important.
Oh, yeah.
Try your kitchen. I have a light in the bathroom that seems to work the best. So sometimes I have to step in there.
Thank you.
Also, I wonder about cases. Steve, do you think cases can impair scanning capability?
I have an OtterBox on my case on my phone, and it's not impacting it. A lot of your cases, they do allow for the camera to get a good shot. And before I got my iPhone XR, I had the iPhone 7, and I didn't have an OtterBox on that phone, but I had another style case, and I didn't have any issues with that particular case blocking the camera either.
Yeah, nor I. But that's a good thought. And any other hands up?
856, go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Jane. This is Donna Myrick. How are you?
I recognize your voice and I recognize your number. Hi, honey.
Hi. I don't know if you mentioned this, but what model iPhone is this, this app on?
It can be on a lot of models.
Can it be on a 7?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great.
Okay, super duper. Good question. You're welcome. Anybody else?
I see no one else right now. Steve, I want to know, of course I have it, I need to try this, but I want to know if that thing can detect lightning.
That is a good question. I've never tried that.
Wow, that's a good idea. Well, you know what? Next time when there's a lightning storm, use that scene identifier and see what happens. Maybe it'll say lightning storm.
Yeah, light probe, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, is there another hand up or no?
No.
Okay, very good. All right, so now we're going to move to, if you are all comfortable with the Seeing AI app, we have another segment, and this portion is for you to share an app that is meaningful to you. So if you give me the liberty, I'd like to share one of mine. Well, I'll share two. One is Google. I use Google way more than Safari. You can download Google for free. You can also download Google Assistant for free, and I fool around with Google Assistant a lot too. Both of those are free. And then the one I use, I'm a trained musician. I got my degree. I taught professionally and I sang and play flute. And I still play, not professionally because I can't read the music anymore, but I do play semi-professionally. And so we all have the voice recorder, voice memos on our iPhone. But if you search recorder, you'll probably come up with 50 or 100 different ones. And I've tried a lot of them. I always try and find free ones because a lot of the people that I help don't have the funds to buy anything. So I'm trying to find the best free app I can. And in my opinion, Easy Recorder is incredible. Now, it's simplified. It's kind of like if you're going to get a car, you get a car that, it's not a Rolls, it's a Chevy, but it works and it works very well. And if you're just looking to make a recording, it's called Easy Recorder. And all you do, you open the app or you can say to Siri, open Easy Recorder. They're not doing anything yet. It opens it up. And right in the middle of the screen, they tell me I think it's a big circle button. I don't know, but it immediately when you open it says record. Now, where do you touch? Anywhere on the screen, you do a double tap. Years ago, we used to have to find where it was and double tap. No, just double tap the screen and the recording will start. So I can play my flute for a little while and then I press double tap anywhere and it stops. If I want to add to it, I play the second movement and I record it again. It'll continue in that same one. It just press pause. There's a lot of options here. You can edit. You can make Jane's recording of Ave Maria, perhaps. Now, you can also share it, just like we did with Seeing AI. I can share my recording. How? Where? Same thing. You can airdrop it to someone. You can email it. You can text it. You can save it in your files. You can save it. It's just a wonderful little app. So look it up if you're interested. Easy Recorder. And that's my little sharing part. Is there anybody that would like to share one of their apps that they'd like to tell everybody about?
You could raise your hand. I could give you a few, Janie. My phone is
great. I would love it.
Stuff. Okay. One of my favorites, I mentioned this earlier, for grocery shopping is called Instacart. And the stores you have available will depend on where you live. But I have about 15. I'm in a town of about 120,000 people. There come a few hands. So, yeah, groceries, you put at least $35 worth of groceries in your cart, and you add on about 5% that pays the shopper, the person actually going to the store and getting the food and bringing it to your home. And then you can either pay a little bit per order or do a monthly, around 12 a month, I think, or 98 a year. But it's well worth it. You could all totally accessible. You can see all your products. You can compare. You can get coupons, discounts, the whole nine yards. So I have all kinds of apps. I love PayPal and the Cash App, both ways to send or better yet receive money from your friends and family. But I will see, take some other comments here.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Carol's iPhone.
Okay, Carol.
Okay. I'm here.
Great.
Thank you. You know, this is backtracking to seeing AI because I couldn't find the unmute button. I mean,
that's
the
quite all right.
Raise hand button. Right. But one way I use seeing AI is with the pictures. People send me pictures of my grandkids all the time. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell what's going on. I have enough vision to tell a little bit. But there is an option to expand the description if you, if you're in the picture and you swipe to the right. And sometimes that gives me more information. It's especially helpful if people send me a printed message. I'll just take a picture of it. But I missed your little tip about how to get into that picture analysis part quickly. Did you say to triple tap?
In seeing AI, you mean, is that when Steve went to Moore and found the can read the recipe? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's when you have someone send you an attachment in an email or a text and you want to analyze the picture.
Oh, sure.
You save it. So what I do is go to share and save it to my photos.
You can do
and
that.
And then I have to go into that to get seeing AI to read it. But is
no,
there
you don't have to
way
do that.
To do it?
No, yeah, you just hit share and don't save it yet. Go down to keep swiping and you'll hear recognize with seeing AI. And then you can hear it first and then you can save it.
I just didn't go far enough.
That's right.
Okay,
keep walking. You're welcome.
All right.
Next.
We have Judy's iPhone. Go ahead.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Hello. I just want to say that Instacart can be usable for people who don't have iPhones. You can do it on your computer. But also, for those of us who don't want to do either of those things, you can call GoGo Grandparent. They have a grocery feature now. And they can do groceries and restaurant deliveries. And it's going to be a little more expensive. Because besides what the business is going to charge you, they're going to add on a little fee. It's not too bad, but it is there.
Very good. Thank you for that option. There's many ways to do it. Very good.
Two of my other faves, Janie, are Uber and Lyft, the ability to get a ride, a driver come and take me from point A to point B, no more taxis within 8-10 minute stops, anywhere from 3 to 20 minutes, but usually about 8 minutes. I get a ride, go from point A to point B, no messing with change. You know exactly what it's going to cost. You tip the driver. Those are so empowering to me.
They are. They are empowering. The whole iPhone situation is empowering.
Steve?
Is there anybody else with a comment?
One app I would like to share as well.
Sure.
It's one of my favorites. I agree with Michael on the Uber and the Lyft. And just to tip what I do, if you do use those, when I open the door to one of either Uber or Lyft, I always ask the driver, what is your name? I want to make sure it matches what's on that app. But another favorite app of mine is Be My Eyes. That's B-E space M-Y space E-Y-E-S. It's a free app, and you do have to set up an account with it. You have to have an email address. But what this app does, it protects you to volunteers all over the world. For example, you drop something on your floor, and you're at home by yourself. And it was a pill or a medicine bottle or something, and it rolled somewhere, but you're just not sure where. And you could connect to that volunteer and aim the camera around in that area where you think it might be, and they can tell you where it is. And I have even used it to get cooking directions off of items that none of my barcode apps would read. And I've got volunteers to do that. They do give a disclaimer not to use that particular app. And I agree with any of your banking, financial information, anything like that, because you don't want to give that out. But it's a great free app. And within the app, you can connect to certain businesses to get direct help from that business.
Very good. And I use it sometimes, you know, your computer locks and you don't know what's going on. So I can use it for that. They can tell you, oh, you're having a Windows update.
That's another great example I've used myself.
In addition to using Be My Eyes, if you have a sighted friend that's home all day, that I use FaceTime with a lot of people and say, you know, I can't find my key. I know it's in the kitchen somewhere. And I take my phone and FaceTime them and there we go. And somebody asked the other day about FaceTime. You can just say to Siri, FaceTime, if they're in your contacts, FaceTime Rachel. Or if I have my three girls listed as daughters, FaceTime my daughters. And all three girls will get a call and we have a FaceTime call, the four of us. So you might want to look into that kind of thing too. Not really an app, but it's a way of doing it. It's an app. FaceTime is, anyway. Robert Leslie Newman has his hand up. I'd love to hear from Robert. Hello?
Yeah, I just sent him a request. I want to mention one real quick while Robert's unmuting.
Sure, absolutely.
It's not free, but it's the best $6 I ever spent. Voice Great. Dream Scanner. Dream is in dream at night, like you sleep. $5.99. The best reader I have found, I have to say it, at least for me, it has done better than Seeing AI. So if you need to read your mail or just read any printed materials, that has been worth every dime. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, thanks. So I was going to tell you, Michael, your suggestion of doing the unducking or that option, it doesn't really seem to have helped me a whole lot. So what I was talking to Michael earlier is sometimes it's just really hard to find the buttons that are across the bottom. You know, that voiceover would read out loud, but when someone's talking, they're so much louder than voiceover. I can rarely just that. I bet I just spent 3 minutes trying to find raise my hand. It was only during and I had that ducking thing on. I swear it was on earlier, but it was even a problem earlier too. So anyway, it just.
I think, Robert, there's a way to adjust the ratio and you could get it so voiceover is louder. Maybe Steve would know better about that. I think there's a way to make voiceover louder so when it ducks the audio.
Okay. So, I was just going to say a couple things. You know, I really like, and I kind of got into this a little bit late-ish. I really wanted to be in on this one because I like, Seeing AI, I really do. So I really like to use the light detector part of that app. Specifically, like if I'm in a hotel and I want to make sure all the lights are off, because sometimes you can't really, I can't see the light. I see, like I tell people, I see just as good out of the back of my head as I do the front, you know? So that really helps me find out if there are lights on or not. So that I really appreciate that.
Okay, Nancy is unmuted.
It also, when it comes to taking a shot with the reading part, reading a document and seeing AI, or even, the one that the, all of a sudden I'm having a little brain problem here. The other app that we have that the Federation kind of is back.
KNFB Reader?
Yeah. I had a stroke about in 2010. So sometimes when I get tired or whatever, I just cannot get some words to come up. So anyway, otherwise it doesn't really bother me too much, but anyway, so I have a stand that I made and maybe this was brought up. So I have it exactly at the right height and I have a place that tells me where to put the phone. And I have it, again, the paper has a guiding thing as to where to put it. So that I get a good shot every single time I want to read the document. I don't have to guess. And of course, that's in my office. That's downstairs in my office. So that's where I do most of that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But does anyone have, this is what I would like to find, is someone has an app that would help me with my contacts in that I have several duplicates rolling around in there I'd love to get rid of. And they come back about every month or something because I'm sharing with Google my contacts and so there's some kind of a problem I guess I have sharing back and forth because they really don't show up on my computer, but what's on my computer will show up on my phone. So it's kind of a one way thing. So I'm getting these duplicates all the time and it takes a long time to get in there and get rid of the dumb things. So I need an app that works good with voiceover that will get rid of those duplicates for me. And I hear they exist.
I don't know. I've never heard of it. So maybe Steve or Michael would have an answer for
me. I don't know. I do have three hands raised here. So Steve?
Well, in the App Store, they have lots of them. I just thought maybe someone had a recommendation. And I asked, anyway, okay. So
I just remove them one by one, but I try to.
That's right. Here. I would check them. And then if it doesn't work, use the next one.
All right.
Do we have any more hands up?
Yeah, I've got three. Nancy, go ahead, please.
And somebody was talking about using seeing AI when your computer is being hinky. Something else you can do, although you want to only do it with somebody you trust, if you have a TeamViewer on your computer and you have somebody that you trust and you want to let them get into your computer, you can put in, I don't remember how it works, but you put in, you give them your ID and stuff, and then they can get in there and basically they can control your computer just like you would. And sometimes I find it helpful when I'm having a hard time doing something. I'll ask my daughter like to put in to check out my grocery order before I could figure out how to do it. And I think that works well.
Okay, great.
Yeah. What I was talking about seeing AI is if your computer's not talking, you can point it at the screen. Maybe Microsoft's done a Windows update. You have no speech. Or it's gone into some kind of safe mode and you can kind of tell what's going on. That was kind of my application there. Or Cynthia, we'll ask her to unmute.
Okay, great. Hi, Cynthia.
This is Cynthia. Is it my turn?
Yes, honey. Go ahead. Sorry.
My voiceover's talking while you guys are talking, so I can't. I use Sing AI a lot, but I need to work more on the document things, but I also use Be My Eyes. We bought a home that's got new appliances and the washer and dryer are touchscreen.
Yep.
And we've got some small bump dots on some of it, but I will try to push the button to start it and I'm waiting to hear these certain clicks and I find out sometimes it puts it on hold and I don't know, or pause. I don't know what it's doing. And I get so frustrated. I just call Be My Eyes and I say, can you tell me what is this saying? You know, so they can kind of help me with that.
Good. So you have an out. It's always good to have help.
Yes.
Very good.
Okay, Carol's iPhone.
Hi, Carol.
Okay, I got it. Okay, I play the guitar, and my hearing, I guess, is not as good as it used to be. I used to be able to tune it, and I could hear an E in my head, and I was just fine and could go from there. But not so great anymore. And I wonder, with the, I don't know, I tried guitar tuna and it just doesn't, you know, it's not accessible for me. Can you recommend an app that will help you with tuning?
I don't know it offhand, but somebody asked me that about 2 months ago and I researched it. So I have it in my other computer. I can send it to you if I can get your email address. I'm sure Ruth has it or Robert Lizzie Newman has it. I think it's something called, what is it called? Tuner, I think. It's something tuner. But I'll find it. I'll find it and send it to you.
There's a few over on AppleViz.com if you are online.
I mean, that's right.
A web browser. Appleviz.
Yeah. I will check and see then. Thank you.
Yeah, because they demoed one on a podcast.
They did.
I just don't recall the name of it. I said, I don't play
it. Yeah,
guitar.
I don't either, but it's great. Yeah.
I haven't looked at AppleViz in a while. I'll look at that. Thank you.
You're welcome. How are we doing?
I don't see anyone else right now, and we have 15 minutes to go.
Another app, Janie spoke earlier about FaceTime. And for those of us that have family and friends that may be on Android, there is actually an app called Google Duo. The app itself is free, and you can sync it with your contacts, and you can actually do a FaceTime from your iPhone with a person on Android. Because my father-in-law, he uses Android, and we needed his help one night. And so I downloaded that particular app, and we did a FaceTime call from my iPhone to his Android using Google Duo. So just want to let everyone know about that as well.
Very good.
Can we do a 402?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Yesterday you were mentioning the SE iPhone. Can you mention that a little bit more, please? And would this be an okay time to do that?
Absolutely. Steve, you want to take it?
Sure. The iPhone SE 2020 that just came out earlier this year, it does have a smaller screen. I forget the exact measurement. And from what I've read, it does, someone will correct me, please. It does still, that particular unit came out with the home button. Mm-hmm. And the hardware on that particular phone is the same as the iPhone 11. And it just starts at $399, depending on how much storage you want on that particular iPhone.
Right. SE.
I have one right here in my hand. I own one, actually. I upgraded.
Awesome.
So, yeah, okay, I think it's 4.7, mm-hmm. so it's about the size. I'm trying to remember what they compared it to, the 7 or even the 8, the standard one, not the,
that's right,
not the plus. So it's small, fits in hand, does the last phone and that has a home button and probably the last one that ever will. I don't know, but, so if you really like the home button, and it's since it's smaller, it fits in the hand really well, but it does have a smaller battery, I think 1800 mAh, where some bigger phones have 2800. So in other words, about 2/3 of the battery life. You might have to charge it a little bit more often or put it in some kind of case that has a battery, which is what I do. But then I find that case sometimes impairs my scanning, but it's a great phone. It's very fast. I think it will last for years in the future. You do not have 5G, if that's of concern to you. I'm not really worried about that yet, because I think it's going to be a couple of years before that really comes mm-hmm. into play.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a very inexpensive phone for an iPhone. I mean, that's
for the quality, yes.
Right, right.
So it just doesn't have the extra camera or the extra speaker?
It has a front and back camera. It does have a speaker in the bottom and top, so it does do stereo. It's not going to sound as good as, you know, a 10 or 11, or even my 8. Actually, I had an 8. And I don't even think it sounds as good as that, but it's smaller. But it's a good sound.
Sure.
I can let you hear it. It's of course you really can't tell through a microphone, but
App Store, Backpack, Book, Camp, Carrot, Cash App.
So I mean, it's an okay sound. It's not the best, but
it's a voiceover. All that is compatible because of the iPhone, Apple.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
I think it's a good value, and I'm happy with it. You know, someday I'll go back to something nicer, probably. But I don't have any complaints with it. I really trying to think of anything that it can't do.
Well, that sounds good. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I think there's a couple of hands up.
Okay, asking Buddy to unmute.
Very good.
Go ahead.
Hello. This is for the lady who was asking about tuning her guitar.
Yes.
If she has the Alexa app or the Alexa device, there's a skill called Guitar Tuner, and that might be of help to her.
It's great.
You just, Alexa, ask Guitar Tuner to tune my guitar, and then you go. So, but she has to have the Alexa device.
Right, right. Very good. Thank you for that. Are there any other hands?
I don't see any others. I keep forgetting how to turn off my microphone. I don't see any other
hands. Okay. Right. That's okay.
Okay, we're down to 10 minutes. I'm trying to think. I got so many apps that I love. It's one thing, there's a variety of different weather apps. So if you're into weather,
mm-hmm.
or they've upgraded the one built into the phone, but you can get give you like the hour by hour, the next 7 days, or do alerts with lightning and all those things. Here's a hand that's gone up. So one app I use called Dropbox. I'll get this unmuted here. And that's something you can use on your computer and your iPhone to move files between them. So it's a great way to get music onto your computer. It's a lot easier for your iPhone, and just files, important files, so that you can share files between your machines and family and friends or mm-hmm. classmates.
So I think we have two people with hands raised now.
Okay, we have Nancy and Bill. I'm going to ask Bill first, since I don't think we heard from him. Go ahead, Bill.
Bill, welcome. Hello, Bill.
Okay, I also asked Nancy, so I guess the first one to mute gets to talk. But
thank you.
Okay, trying to see. Now, I got one. I had to buy a piece of hardware for this, but it's called Channels. It's for watching local TV on your phone, and I've been very happy with that. I get 37 channels over the air for free, and you have to pay if you want to record, though, but you can for the DVR part of it. But it's a neat app, and you can see what's on and upcoming shows. And
interesting. Didn't know about that
one. It's called you have to buy a device called a Home Run HD.
Uh-huh.
It's like you get either two or four tuners. So not only I can watch four different channels, I can record all three newscasts and watch another show at the same time.
Cool. I figured it out.
I guess Jill's here.
Jamie, was that EZ as in easy or E?
Yes, the letter E, the letter Z, voice
EZ,
recorder.
Easy recorder.
Easy, like simple.
I've been trying to make trombone videos, and at the end of my videos is my face as I approach the camera and Aww. Apple saying, large face, off center.
Yeah, give it a try. You might like it. It's really quite
Yeah, that sounds really cool. Does anyone on the call know how to, like, I've been listening to you all on Zoom, and every time a new speaker enters the room, it announces the avatars.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. How do I turn that on?
Go into the settings, and then there's a button called meetings.
On the Zoom app itself?
Yes, on the Zoom app. And there's four things in there you can change. You can turn off, announce people as they enter the room, and that will silence that quite a bit. You can also set it so that you're automatically muted when you come in. And another, useful one is you can tell it, always use internet audio. That way you don't get that prompt when you go into Zoom.
I did all that. I haven't seen the one to turn off. Okay, I'll check it.
And of course, for right now, if you're on it right now, just do a 3-finger double tap and it'll just quickly take voiceover off and you won't hear
that. Oh, okay.
Right. But this is better because then you can leave voiceover on. And, but yeah, it's in that settings and meetings.
Should have asked that Monday. Thank you all.
No problem. I think we have a few more hands up.
We have Patricia. Go ahead.
An app I've had for a long time is Digitize. I heard somebody else just briefly mention it, but I can't remember how much I paid. It wasn't too much, like $5.99 or so.
Right.
And it just kind of two basic things. It's like a product scanner. And also it, you can print labels on just Avery mailing labels on the computer with the sticky backs. And then you can put them on things to label things. And I really like to use it on foods like leftovers in the refrigerator. Even my husband doesn't recognize them after a few days. So I put it on some kind of a piece of plastic so they're reusable and you can record over them again. So you just record like, you know, leftover green peas and then just, hook it to your container of leftovers. And
then
put it on with masking tape and take it off and then put it on your leftovers for another night and re-record over it. And I find it really handy for that.
Super duper. Thank you very much.
Okay, Nancy was here and she lowered her hand. I think she disappeared. So
another app that I like, if you enjoy reading and are a member, a patron of Talking Book Services, is the Bard app.
Yes.
B-A-R-D. I always make sure I have several books downloaded. So when I go places and I've got my Bluetooth headset, I've got something to listen to while I wait.
Very good. I run 3 book clubs in New Jersey. So if anybody's interested in book clubs, get my email and you can join our topics. We do one a month and I use the Bard app also for that. And do we have another hand up?
We got 3 people here, but Nancy, go ahead. You're unmuted.
Yeah. Does anybody know if there is an iPhone app that's accessible for tracking your finances?
I guess you should look on AppleVis. They must have something there.
Yeah, there's plenty. Depends on what you want to do. I mentioned before Cash App and PayPal, but many banks apps are accessible. So I know a lot of people do banking with Chase on their phone. I have a credit union and it's accessible. Although with iOS 14, I can't enter the dollar amount to transfer from one account to another. So that's a current bug, but in my particular app. But so there are a number of banking apps, but there certainly is. I'm still old school computer.
And there's a new update that just came out today, but be careful. There's a couple of bugs in that as well. So I would wait a little bit. Who's on the call now? Who would like the floor?
Okay, we'll do Carol's iPhone. Carol's iPhone. We're down to under 3 minutes. So I guess it's be the last one.
Okay.
There you go. Go ahead.
I finally got it. It takes me forever to find that.
That's okay, honey. No problem.
All righty. I'm interested in the book clubs, so I'm really interested in your email address.
Good.
And also, has anybody used Script View? We got into a discussion of ways to identify meds the other day on one of the other calls. And I haven't used this app. I see that there's a button for the pharmacist to be able to record information into it, it looks like. But I have used the other features that Envision America offers for Medicine ID, and I really like them all. And they will do Braille on your bottles.
I think we have time for maybe one more hand.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Yeah, I have Digitize, and where it says more information, you have to –
set up an account with them, and I tried with Sighted Help, and they keep sending me a new password, and they won't let me create an account to get more information from Digitize from the products.
I think we have one more hand raised. Vincent, we'll let you go for about 30 seconds, and then we'll wrap it up.
This is for the muting in meetings. I use three-finger double tap to turn off speech, and speech off, so I don't have to go to display in meetings and stuff.
That's fine. And that's one way of doing it. The negative with that is you can't use voiceover then. But that's right. It's a quick. I just wanted to wrap up by saying tomorrow we have a demo of the Newsline app that includes the KNFB reader with Scott White, who's the director of technology sponsored services for the National Federation of the Blind at the headquarters. So it's going to be a wonderful one. I hope to see you there. Continue on learning and sharing. Thank you all for participating in our third technology seminar, and I hope to see you tomorrow.